It's a total special reaction show. We've all come into town late at night. Paul Senior's come from the Whittle. I mean, that is commitment. Josh Sexton from his flat, 10 minutes away, less so.
In his trackies after watching I'm a Celebrity.
Very appreciated. I'm John Gibbons, the host of it, and say that. We're here to talk. I mean, not a lot gets you into town at this time of night anymore, Paul.
No, mate.
But Sadio Mane tops off, metaphorically, and maybe in soon, literally.
Quite possibly, mate. You know, we never know how this night's going to go. I'm absolutely made up. I want everyone to be as made up as I am. I've battled all season really with the thought that I'd convinced myself he was going in the summer. I'd absolutely just got to a point where I thought he's not going to sign this contract. You know, we're gonna lose him in the summer, and it's going to be the first thing that rocks the boat. It's not going to be the first thing that rocks the boat by the looks of things. I'm absolutely over the moon. I'm a great believer in. And make sure the lads that are your best players and score all the goals don't leave, because we've been doing that loads and they've got us nowhere. And all three of them now have signed a contract in this calendar year, and I couldn't be happier.
And Barcelona warned off as well. That's the other big thing, isn't it? Yeah. When you think about them three players who are obviously three of our best players, but three of our most exciting players as well, and they're probably the ones that you're looking at them big clubs and thinking that there's maybe a poaching attempt in there. But if Barca want them, they're probably going to have to pay $300 million now. So.
That's it, isn't it? All the sort of abbreviations we've had in the past, and then like we had the SAS, and then one of the S's fucked off. we've got this front three at the moment. It was front four, until January this year, and I didn't want to get to a point where we were having to start having conversations about Sadio Mane and his contract, and them only having a year left, and that was all we were doing shows about, and there was always going to be a sort of negative thing surrounding them that. Yeah, you know, things are going well, but what about Mane? No, I don't want that. I just wanted this sort of positive message about Liverpool and how much we're improving, and all three of them are tied down. It's fucking brilliant.